Obviously, there's one country other than the USA at the heart of the Mueller probe, Russia. For The View from Moscow today, we turn to Mikhail Fishman. He's an anchor at Russia's independent TV, RAIN. It's getting late there in Moscow, Mikhail, but is the release of the redacted Mueller report making headlines there?
State news agencies already started covering the release of the report, and the headlines are that Attorney General William Barr confirmed that there was no collusion between Russia and Trump. And I assume this is the perspective from which the report will be covered in all official media during the rest of the week.
Yeah, no collusion, but we've got a report that implicates Russians of various stripes in a dirty tricks campaign. What are people saying about that?
Well, you have to understand that initial Kremlin's reaction to Robert Mueller's findings and official state television reaction a few weeks ago was very joyful and triumphant. And Vladimir Putin had already commented after the release of the findings. He said something like, much cry and little wool. And from here, the conclusions of the report are that Russia did not meddle in the U.S. election. And there was no collusion between Trump and Russia. They basically mix it in one finding. So this is the perspective from which it is officially covered. Deliberately misinterpreting Mueller's report's findings, mixing meddling and collusion into sort of one process.
Kind of sounds like the Kremlin's rhetorical way of just shrugging it off.
Yes, that's what they usually, well, what would you expect?
So I'm going to have you generalize here, but after 2 years of investigation, do most Russians know their government attempted to influence the 2016 U.S. election and help President Trump win?
It's a tricky question, and the answer would be tricky because, yes, they do know, and at the same time, they don't. Russia has never confirmed it did meddle into election, yet on some level, between the lines, it sort of did, and it proves Russia's ability to influence matters across the world.
And then there's that story that falls right there in Moscow, the Trump Tower deal. It ultimately did not get that building built, but the details, as you know, are pretty tantalizing. Maybe Putin was promised a penthouse suite. I mean, do most Russians know about that whole story?
No. Most of Russians just do not know anything about it.
And why not? Did the news never make it there?
Well, when we talk about news, we talk about official television and propaganda. And this is not news. This is something very different. Of course, they will not be covering, and they never did. They never covered the Steele dossier. They never covered the details of the whole meddling process. They just come out with their own perspective. They do it constantly. They sort of create their own agenda, which differs very much from what happens in the real world.
So now that the Mueller report, at least in its redacted form, is out there, do you see any signs that the White House and the Kremlin are still hoping for some kind of reset in relations, or is that just evaporated at this point?
Of course, Mueller's findings prove for Putin and for the Kremlin that the Kremlin has succeeded in his ultimate goal to help Trump get elected and to damage Hillary Clinton as a presidential candidate. Of course, they would try to build on this accomplishment, and Putin would be interested in some kind of a summit and move to something else. But all these aspirations, they get stuck into current agenda, which is now about Venezuela, for example, or Ukraine or anything else. So I wouldn't expect much of a turn, but still, I think the Kremlin would think of capitalizing on the Mueller's report, of course.
Mikhail Fishman, an anchor at Russia's independent TV RAIN. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.